Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bizzle Fuma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
Well, I just signed on. They kicked me off until a minute ago.
All right, I'm going to test it out. I'm going to turn off my microphone and say something and see if you can hear it.
But you're paranoid, aren't you?
Holy oh, geez, man. You know what I say in here. Come on.
But you're by yourself. Who are you talking to?
To myself. Wow. All right. Third thing, phone lines. Are they connected? Can I put people on the air and take them off or no? No. We can? I can put them on the air. All right.
Oh, good.
To my knowledge, yeah.
Let's take a bunch of calls. That's all we'll do today, and people will sing for 4 hours.
That's a good idea. And by the way, one last complaint, then I'll shut up. It is about 107 degrees in here. So
I like
it. It's going to make, of course, you like it.
Man, nice and toasty in my studio.
Yeah. Wow. You're 85 pounds and you have no blood. But it's really hot here and I'm going to get sleepy. No, I'm going to get cranky and then I'm going to get sleepy.
Oh, this is going to be a fun day, Ken.
Think of like a 3-year-old. Who's
for
tired?
People don't understand what this is. Apparently, they're working on new KFI studios. So there you go.
Right. So we're in a temporary studio here.
Just in case you're confused by why John's all
testing
everything, like
because I want to know what I'm up against.
All right. So far, so good. I like what I got so far. So we'll see how long lasts.
You sitting there in your underpants?
No, I had problems yesterday with there was feedback and all sorts of double. Oh, yeah, I was hearing things twice come back at me, and then hearing you blather in the studio. All I heard was complaining about something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
this monitor doesn't work, and I can't do this. I'm 8. Right.
Oh, you promoted me to 8. Thank you.
Yes. Keep shuffling your papers. I can hear that.
Yeah, I know. I do that to annoy you.
Yeah, it works. Well, this afternoon, the Florida Governor Ron DeSantis did sign that bill into law that dissolves Walt Disney World's special governing power in the state.
Actually, it dissolves Walt Disney World.
Well,
the whole thing just imploded on itself.
Is that right? So it's gone?
It's gone. It's gone, he said.
Were there people at the park at the time?
No, they gave the all clear and then...
He said that, he said at the signing ceremony that Disney lied about the content of the state's new parental rights and education law, and he viewed the company's vow to fight it as unacceptable. I think what Disney's hoping for, and they put out a statement, is that there might be legal challenges, not to this bill about their special status, but the bill that was signed into law over the teaching in the classrooms. Because apparently Ron DeSantis has decided, and a lot of people agree, that he's going to be the war on woke. They also have lashed out against the critical race theory teaching in the schools. There's a whole series of bills that he's been working on and passing and signing in the
state. Try reading words and adding numbers. Let's go with that first. Since, you know, those scores are pretty low in a lot of areas. Okay, let's go with words and numbers.
So this is a situation they've had since 1967, sort of their own little government there. Back in 1967, there just wasn't any government in Central Florida.
It was swampland.
That could handle the development that Disney was proposing. So they got this, what they called the Reedy Creek Improvement District, that allows the company to act with the same authority as though they were their own little government. And
they set the taxes. They do the improvements. They pave the roads.
Yes.
They provide the utilities.
The timing of it was clearly retaliatory here, though, was it not?
I mean, oh, yeah, absolutely.
If Disney had stayed quiet over this bill, over the teaching in the classrooms, I don't think anything would have happened with their status.
No, it wouldn't have. But these corporations are getting increasingly obnoxiously woke. And it's like when the Major League Baseball canceled the All-Star game in Atlanta because they did not like the new voting bill there. They thought in Georgia it was too restrictive. And actually it was way easier to vote absentee in Georgia to this day than it is in California or New York.
Right.
And in both that case and in Florida, the opponents created a false argument. There's nothing about don't say gay in the Florida bill. There was nothing that overly restricted the voting in Georgia. These are radical woke groups who lie, amplified by the woke holes and woke heads in the media. And suddenly you have an alternate reality that you're dealing with and powered by corporate money in this case, you know, Disney money. And Disney, the executives there, and boy, are they the most spineless group you'll ever see. They kowtowed to like purple-haired people. You know, people with purple hair and nose rings had gathered together in some sort of, union and were badgering Disney about all these exotic teachings that they think the Florida government should be involved in with, you know, kindergartners. So
people with purple hair and nose rings. I didn't see that story.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no. You should see the videos of some of the people complaining about what's going on in Florida, all right? It's just...
Well,
and
Disney has a very high percentage of gay employees, probably compared to many other companies.
It doesn't matter to me what people's sexuality is. But it matters to me, you know, as a dad, if I had little kids, that I want things introduced at a certain time in their lives. And I think when you get into certain sensitive areas like this, I think it's what the parents want. It's not what the teachers want. It's not what, some woke joke at Disney.
But all parents are going to have different times of life where they introduce things. So how do you settle that?
Well, you don't have to have the school do it. It doesn't have to be mandated by the school. It can be left up to the parents. Most things are. It's like somehow the schools took over parenting and values teaching and how to explain different experiences in life, and it's just simply not your business. We don't have to standardize the age that kids are taught about anything.
Have you seen a lot of the parents out there? You can kind of understand.
You know what?
That somebody has to step in and be an adult.
Well, not for me. Then I'm not going to that school.
And you're done with your parenting, sir.
No, I know, but I had to deal with some of this. And I told you yesterday when stuff came up, I was very vocal about it. It's like, no, not your business. Out. You don't have to put up with what a school says, okay? We know who runs these schools. We know all kinds of bizarre theories and trendy theories that they have. I remember when I first had a kid, all the rage was the whole language? Remember that years ago? Rather than teaching phonics, when you taught little kids how to read, they were teaching whole languages. You stared at a cartoon picture of a word, and you kind of guessed what the word is. And it caused a lot of reading disorders for little kids for several years. They couldn't learn how to read because it was a dumb idea. And it turned out there was no research on it. It was just this trendy topic at these teacher conferences that took hold. Well, you don't have to bow to every trendy topic. There's stuff that works, and it works for hundreds of years. There's a way, effective way to teach reading, and it always works that way. And there's a certain time in life when you introduce kids to concepts about sexuality, and it's not at five.
All right. When we come back, we have this audio that occurred the other day when the Florida House of Representatives voted for this bill about teaching these matters in lower grades in school. It's pretty nasty. There's a lot of screaming and yelling. Obviously, some of the Democrats in the Florida House objecting. And then what this looks like from one coast to the other is positioning for next year. Or really, the year after that is the presidential election, but people will start running for president next year. And it looks like Ron DeSantis wants to be the anti-woke Republican. And guess who's on the other side and who immediately tweeted out something about this Florida bill? Yes, our own dippity-doo, Gavin Newsom. And I thought that DeSantis had a really good response.
Yeah. Dippity-doo stepped into a pile of poo.
Or his press secretary did have a good response.
I think DeSantis has about 50 IQ points on Newsom, maybe more.
All right, more coming up.
John and Ken Show.
Another day of giving away a $100 gas card. Does it get any better than this, you guys? Does it? No?
No. Oh, we got a little bonus for the, in addition to the gas card. Gift subscription to CNN Plus. How about that?
Who is your joke writer? That's a good one. I like the way you built up to that, too. I really thought they have to throw something.
Thought we had something, huh?
I kind of did because you paused like you were looking for something to read or... Very good.
A little extra prize.
Oh. I didn't get a chance to subscribe to CNN Plus. What happened to that thing?
You know, I think it's got 6 days left. The 28th.
Oh, it is still running until then.
Yeah, they got one more week that they're...
And where does Chris Wallace go? Is he?
I don't know. He's getting $9 million though.
Over on Fox, they were mocking him.
Yeah, well, he's a wiener. He's a weasel.
Well, yeah, he decided not to stay down the road. Some of the hosts on Fox too were going too far crazy too. So,
well, I know. No, they're crazy. They're lunatics. But there was something about him that always annoyed me.
So we mentioned that the state of Florida, it's now official. The governor signed the bill to strip Disney of its ability to operate as like an independent government in the area around its theme park in Orlando. I guess they don't have that in Anaheim, do they? Although they pretty much run Anaheim, don't they?
I don't know. I never heard of this one, so I don't know what they have in Anaheim. Whatever it was, Newsom closed them down, which is what's, you know, they were closed down for over a year, which is what makes this whole debate between Newsom and DeSantis really funny.
Well, that's kind of what we're getting to here. But first, we'll play the reaction in the Florida House of Representatives a couple of days ago when they voted for this bill to strip Disney of its special governing powers. There was a bit of uproar.
Representative Fine, you're recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It seems as Mickey and Minnie have joined us in the chamber today. That said, this is the bill that we discussed yesterday.
Members, we will either go into structured debate or we will call the previous question. Representative Renner, you're recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move the previous question on the bill.
Representative Renner moves the previous question on the bill. This motion is not debatable and requires a majority vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, no. Show if motion passes. We will now proceed to call the previous question. The clerk will unlock the machine and members will proceed to vote on Senate Bill 4C. Have all members voted? Have all members voted? Clerk will lock the machine, announce the vote.
70 yeas, 38 nays.
Show the bill passes. Read the next bill.
From what I understand, those are Democrats screaming. Those are not protesters.
No, those are the legislators.
Those are the legislators. That normally, when you hear that, you're thinking it's just some protesters who got in there that are just trying to disrupt everything.
Did somebody get stabbed in the middle of that?
Yeah, it did sound pretty agonizing, didn't it?
Somebody got stabbed, I think.
They're just trying to heckle, I guess. Do you see how fast that guy was trying to go to just move along here?
The vote was 70 to 38. I mean, you got blown out.
Yeah, that's a very Republican-controlled legislature, isn't it?
That was a landslide. I wonder how many Democrats voted.
Yeah, because
it's heavy Republican. I didn't know 70-38.
That's 108 people. I don't know how many people they have in there.
Well, 50 50% of Democrats in the state were in support of the bill.
So maybe some of them voted yes.
Yeah, I mean,
it
depends.
Was just that the crowd that.
By the way, here's the exact wording. This is only 3.5 lines. Classroom instruction by school personnel or third parties on sexual orientation or gender identity may not occur in kindergarten through grade 3 or in a matter that is not age-appropriate or developmentally appropriate for students in accordance with state standards. That's it. It's not a word about gay there. It just says nothing. Kindergarten through grade 3.
So you can't teach about heterosexual people either. No talking about mommy and daddy?
See, that's the thing. There's nothing against talking about mommy and daddy, even if you have two mommies or two daddies.
I was going to say, in some cases, you do have two mommies
right.
and two daddies.
Right. No, the kids want to talk about their parents. It's fine. It's just that the teacher or another instructor can't get into the mechanics of how sexuality works kindergarten through third grade.
Yeah.
That's right. Where the penis goes and whose penis. And you know, where it's headed for anybody. The hell.
So,
which I thought should have been in a law already.
Gavin Newsom tweeted out, the first word is in capitals, "This is what business friendly means." Thinking face emoji accompanied that. Have you ever used the thinking face emoji? We protect free speech in California. Oh, listen to this. We help our businesses grow, thrive, and invent the future. Punishing businesses for speaking out against hatred is the move of an authoritarian regime. So the response which came back from DeSantis's press secretary is a pretty good one. It's not retaliatory to pass legislation that allows all corporations to do business in a fairer environment. In fact, getting rid of crony corporatist carve-outs is opposite of authoritarian systems. More broadly, it's ironic that a governor whose lockdowns forced Disney and other parks to remain closed for 13 months is suddenly accusing an anti-lockdown, anti-mandate governor of authoritarianism.
You believe that? Newsom is such a dumb box of rocks. He's yelling that DeSantis is acting authoritarian against businesses.
Yeah, when he destroyed how many restaurants and other small businesses in the state, and the salons, when he walked around and told everybody that COVID was spreading through salons.
Yeah,
which was a lie.
He lied about an entire
nail
industry.
Salons.
He closed down thousands of businesses permanently. He was closing down restaurants so you couldn't even eat outdoors. Closed down Disney for over a year when it was open in Florida the whole time. What the hell is he talking about? What a buffoon.
This is not a business-friendly state. Always finishes near the bottom in CEO rankings.
You know what? But in that silly little childlike mind he's got, he thinks he put out a really strong tweet. Why, look at the tweet that I wrote today. Look at the emoji I used. Look at that thinking man's emoji. Huh? Hey, that's funny, huh? So this dope is sitting there scrolling through all the emoji possibilities. That's what he does with his time.
I'd like to get Newsom's face and put it on the new empty head emoji.
No governor in the history of the United States did more damage, permanent damage, to more businesses than Newsom did during all his lockdowns. He is number one by far forever. Nobody closed more businesses permanently than he did, and for no good reason.
All right, we got more coming up.
John and Ken, KFI.
Have you all had lunch? Everybody's had lunch, I guess.
Why? Are you going to bring up something disgusting?
No. A Kamala Harris word salad's coming.
Oh, okay.
We're going to serve up a word salad.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, she did it again this week.
It's
speaking about the space program, which is really out of her element, if there is an element she has. But
her element is not on the periodical table.
No, right. Anyway, we'll explain all this next time. I guess I'm really good audio today. And that's what we're going to do right now is play a piece of audio. As you know, one of our big stories this week came from our own Steve Gregory, who will be back on the show at 4 o'clock with an update. This is about violence on the Metro. If you have not seen the 2.5-minute video montage, it isn't stuff that happened all in one afternoon on Metro. But,
well, I don't know, maybe.
Well, no, it supposedly happened over a year. Anyway, it's ugly with the stabbings and the shootings and the sex assaults and guy exposing himself. And
I mean, I've never seen so much live violence real live violence in 2.5 minutes of all varieties. You had the shooting, the stabbing, the raping. Everything was in that.
Lots of punching and kicking.
Yeah.
Yeah, real good fights. Crazy stuff was happening. Anyway, Steve had to go to great lengths to get that little piece of video. It is finally being picked up, John, by other media outlets. Fox 11 did a story on it.
Good. I was waiting to see if everyone was going to act woke
about
this.
Not the El Segundo Times.
No, not the El Segundo Times, because
they cannot make people think that mass transit's unsafe. Come on. Especially on Earth Day. What's wrong with you?
That's right. That's right. On Earth Day, they're going to tell everybody how violent and frightening it is to take a train in Los Angeles. No, they're not going to do that.
It's free rides today. I'm surprised you didn't hop on.
Yeah, I don't know. Jeez, I must have forgot. I probably would have to take about 5 trains to get from the west side to Burbank.
We have a report from CBS2 and reporter Jeff Wynn. They were able to get to talk to one of these Metro victims, guy who got attacked.
Yeah, stabbed.
He got stabbed. So let's play the report.
Traumatizing.
Alan Hines is talking about the injuries he suffered during a robbery on February 12th on a Metro train. A young man snatched his phone as the doors opened at the Avalon station while Hines was seated.
Mind my business.
So Hines chased after the robber and wrestled him to the ground when the suspect pulled out a knife.
So I was stabbed right here, and then I was stabbed twice right here. And I was hurt right here as well, behind here.
He says he wasn't able to work for 2 months because of the 4 stab wounds.
So it's coming right behind you guys.
Security for Metro is provided by the LAPD, Long Beach Police, and the LA County Sheriff's Department.
Effective July 1st, we will redeploy.
Last week, Sheriff Alex Villanueva threatened to pull more than 300 deputies off their Metro assignments if the agency's board didn't accept his bid to be the only law enforcement agency for Metro.
They're all gone.
Metro Board Chair Hilda Solis sent a statement that read in part, the sheriff's declaration of pulling out his deputies if the department isn't awarded the full contract with Metro should alarm everyone. According to Metro data, from February 2020 to January 2021, there were more than 1,200 crimes against persons. That went up to more than 1,700 cases during the same period the following year, an increase of nearly 38%. Everyone we talked to at the Avalon station says more security is needed as more people return to public transportation compared to earlier in the pandemic.
I did see a lot of people bring out like knives or like breaking bottles. And one occasion, like a lot of fights happened, or one person brought out a gun like a couple months ago.
Here are freeze frames of the suspect, who's described as about 14 to 20 years old, around 5'7", between 120 to 150 pounds.
He don't, you know, deserve to be out there like that. He's dangerous, and obviously he had no mercy for me. He's going to take me out.
The LAPD says if you recognize the suspect in that video, you can reach out to the Southeast Division, and you can turn him in anonymously.
There you go. I like that part. 14 to 20 years old, stabbing people on the Metro. That's what we got right now.
Yeah, huh? that's the culture. And they live underground in the subways, or they transport themselves through the trains. And, you know, the homeless people live all day. I mean, they're...
You know, I was thinking about this the other day. This stupid pandemic, it changed a lot of things, and not for the better. Not that riding on the buses or the trains was safe, but it really turned them over to criminals and the homeless.
Right.
And sometimes they're both.
Yeah. And you know what? The city doesn't care. If they, at least they, and this stupid Metro board, which is made up of largely city council people and the mayor and the morons on the LA County Board of Supervisors, it's the same morons that have destroyed the city and the county. So, of course, the buses and trains would be ruined.
Right.
But they why don't they come out and say, look, it actually helps to have X thousand of homeless people and mental patients riding the trains and the subways, because at least they're not on the street then. So we'll just drive them back and forth and back and forth all day, and you won't encounter them on the sidewalk. But they're constantly running these campaigns to encourage people to take the train or the bus. And And this is the worst thing, is they make life driving more and more difficult with their road diets, for example, right? Cutting traffic lanes off for bike lanes and parking lanes and this and that. You know, trying to force us into mass transit. That's always in their speeches. It's always in their press releases.
And that's coming back because, you know, the only thing that really damaged that was the pandemic, when traffic kind of tamped down anyway. And then they got defeated on a few of their ideas. But they'll be back with those same stupid road diets.
I just don't get it. We have a free society. We have open elections, I think. And yet, look at the waste products that run the city and the county, and they repeatedly get elected over and over again. It wouldn't take much to flush these people out. In fact, we got a great chance in November for a flushing of a big percentage of these people. I mean, they're destructive and they're stupid. I don't get it. Why do people vote for the same debris, the same human debris over and over again?
It's funny you said that because talking about the local elections, the Times did a story the other day that the LA City Council elections, there were three woke people running. They're further out there than the old Gil Cedillo types. They're trying to, Mitchell Farrell, they're trying to replace. And I'm like, well, this is not what you want. As much as I can't stand Gil Cedillo and Mitchell Farrell and the other one they're trying to replace, what they are is they're Nithya Ramans. They're these Democrat socialists, these young people that don't want to turn LA City Council further woke.
Yeah, it's a psycho cult. Well, I don't understand. Are there normal people?
There's no normal people running.
No normal people running. Nobody. No normal people's interested in government at all. I mean, the pay is great, right? You get hundreds of thousands of dollars. All right. More coming up. John and Ken and...
The news that possibly Putin is not in good health after all. We got a word salad to serve up from the Vice President Kamala Harris, so, and some Biden bits. It's all coming up in the 3 o'clock.
Does sound like a meal. Biden bits?
Biden bits and word salads from Kamala's word salad.
All right, I'm hungry.
Yeah, it's a new special White House menu.
I don't know if I want Biden bits, though.
Biden bits. Here is an update on Tyson Gate. This story broke yesterday, or rather the night before. Mike Tyson was on a plane trip, JetBlue. He was a passenger on a flight from San Francisco headed to Florida. And apparently another passenger, whose lawyer now says was overly excited, started to talk to Tyson, and they wouldn't stop talking to Tyson, even though Tyson told them, please shut up, I just want to enjoy the flight. On and on and on. And eventually Tyson begins to pummel the man. We now know the man's name. It's Melvin Townsend III, sporting, he got a cut and some bruises from the pummeling from Tyson. But I think in an older mugshot I'm looking at, he's got one of those, the bang cut in the front with the big forehead.
Oh, big forehead? Yeah.
Yeah, and
his big forehead.
His bangs are cut straight across like Dumb and Dumber. Do you remember that movie?
Yeah, that's an attractive look.
36 years old, and what do you know? He has a long criminal record. Fraud, grand theft, burglary, possession of controlled substances, trafficking in stolen property. At 36, he's been through the system numerous times. In 2018, he broke into someone's property and stole their trailer, hitching it to the back of his pickup truck. In another incident, he was found to be in possession of oxycodone.
He looks inbred.
Several stints in... Yeah, he does look inbred.
Where is he from?
I don't know.
He needs... I mean, there needs to be new genetics pumped into his...
I mean, he was on a flight in San Francisco, headed to Miami, but I don't know that that's where he's from.
Oh, Florida.
Oh, he's a Florida guy?
Yeah, there's a headline... Yeah, identified as Florida man. I don't know if he was born there.
It looks like a Florida panhandle man.
He looks like a guy out of one of the trailers in the swamp.
And I wouldn't be surprised if he was at the same... I mean, Tyson was going to Miami to attend a marijuana conference.
God.
And later posed for photos smiling all day. He's investing in it and he's big on it.
What a world.
But now Melvin has a lawyer. It's Matt Morgan from Morgan & Morgan, the boxer punched you lawyers. Did you know that that's their tagline? Everybody, a lot of lawyers now have taglines. If a boxer punches you, call Morgan & Morgan, right?
Why? Because they can get assault with a deadly weapon charges filed? I've heard of that. Like, boxers have been targeted with assault with a deadly weapon.
They could kill you with one punch.
Right, because of your skills.
He may be 55, but he still packs a punch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't it funny? Remember we saw him in Atlantic City when he was only, he was only 19, Tyson? He knocked a guy out in like 30 seconds.
Yeah, I went to that fight.
I was there too. That was our first radio job. We both got
It was invites. 90 seconds. It was one of the Spinks
brothers. First radio job together, I should say.
Yeah, it was one of the Spinks brothers, right? Michael Spinks, I think?
I think it was, yeah.
Yeah. And what was really funny was it was 90 seconds, right? So that's half of a round. And all the really wealthy people were still walking down to their seats. They were all dressed up. Some of them had trays of food.
Wasn't Trump there, too?
I think it was a Trump plaza, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it was a big Trump
event. I think
that
because he was promoting boxing.
He was breaking into the Atlantic City casino business, right?
Right, and he'd promote boxing matches. And I just remember all these wealthy people coming down with their trays of food, 90 seconds in, and Tyson knocks out Spinks, and then that's it.
That's it.
Yeah.
It was all over. It's like, what do we do now?
Well, at least we had free tickets.
So here's
those people,
how
some of them had paid thousands.
By the way, there were reports that Mr. Townsend hurled a water bottle at Tyson. Townsend's attorney is denying it. He told TMZ, our client's a big Mike Tyson fan. When Mike Tyson boarded the plane, he became overly excited. At first, their interaction was cordial. But at a certain point, Mr. Tyson clearly became agitated by an overly excited fan and began to strike him in an excessive manner. This situation could have been avoided simply by contacting the flight attendant. And our client denies throwing a water bottle prior to being struck by Mr. Tyson. So what people are thinking here, because they didn't want to file criminal charges, so both of them were free to leave. But it looks like with an attorney like this, that Townsend's looking for a payday.
Yeah, it's a shakedown.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's up to Tyson. Didn't he go bankrupt? He went bankrupt along the way.
I think he did. Yeah. He's had some real problems.
But he
spent pretty freely.
Yeah. And he's been
like
in prison
some
before.
Some athletes do. They get an entourage and they just start spending money left and right.
Not only a professional boxer, but he's actually been in prison.
Yeah. Remember the marriage to Robin Givens?
Yeah. He beat her up.
Yeah, I remember they both did that interview. I forget, was it Barbara Walters or somebody interviewed them both? They just sat there talking about their relationship. I remember Tyson didn't say much and just looked like he was ready to hit them both.
That's what I was hoping. I remember watching that hoping he was going to blow. Knock everybody out.
The attorney says, to state the obvious, and this goes to what you just said, as one of the greatest fighters of all time, Mr. Tyson should have exercised greater restraint before using his hands on an overly excited fan. That's about the fourth time in the story this attorney has referred to his client as just overly excited.
That's
Some
right.
people
yeah.
said he was really drunk or high.
I'm sure that's what it was. But, you know, he's just going to repeat the lie over and over, and that settles in people's brains.
Yeah. A source directly connected to Townsend says he is still in shock and has not made a determination what his next steps will be. He hired counsel due to his physical injuries and the overwhelming nature of the event and the associated media inquiries.
He got punched in the head. What could the injuries be?
He could have a concussion or brain damage. Although, how would we know?
Well, yeah, how would you know?
He deserved it.
You had to have something in there to damage.
Yeah, that's apparently Eric just said apparently is a consensus among many on social media. He had it coming.
Yeah, you know, you poke at Mike Tyson like that, yeah, you deserve a crack in the head.
Although we don't have audio of the whole how he poked at Mike Tyson, do we? Wouldn't stop talking to him is all we're hearing, wouldn't stop.
That's enough. I think when somebody talks to you too much, you ought to have the right to deck him. Be universal, right?
Well, I don't know. You attacked Will Smith for slapping Chris Rock. I mean, you know, he was talking at him.
It was a joke.
We got a lot to come, including the latest on Ukraine, Russia.
John and Ken Show, Deborah Mark has the news, KFI AM 640. It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today
at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
This week at Safeway, enjoy big savings with the BOGO sale, where select items throughout the store are buy one, get one free. With this week's BOGO sale, get select meats like Signature Farms 90% lean ground beef or boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free. Plus, select fresh produce items like 1 pound containers of sweet strawberries or containers of blueberries or buy one, get one free. Safeway, come in and explore and see what other deals you can find.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.